It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The polls in New York State, the latest poll from Siena, has former President Trump within single digits of President Joe Biden. And we also have running for Senate Mike Sapricone. He's running against Kirsten Gillibrand. He joins us now. And just like your host, he is a huge Mets fan. Mike, good morning.
Joe, great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me.
Mike, it's been a few months since we talked. How's the campaign going?
Oh, it's terrific. We're traveling the state. I was able to be up in Western New York the last few days, up in Erie and Catonaugua, and it's been terrific. I'm getting out there to meet the constituents and listen to them and try to understand what's going on in this great state of ours.
Now, I've got to ask, you know, these numbers coming in when it comes to the presidential debate, President Trump, I mean, he lost by 23 in 2020 within 8 on some of these polls. That's got to be making the campaign feel pretty good.
Oh, it's making it feel great. And, you know, I was endorsed by President Trump back in March. And yesterday, Friday, he re-endorsed me again after, I guess, he read the post and saw the polls in the Siena poll. And so it's really encouraging. We're getting a lot of great feedback as we get to walk across the state and meet everybody. So it's good news, Joe.
You know, I've got to ask you, with so much going on in Senate, I want to get to your Senate campaign in a second, Mike, but I do want to ask your thoughts. You know, Thursday we have the debate, former President Trump and current President Joe Biden, earliest that we've ever had a debate. What are your thoughts heading into that debate, and what would you be looking for former President Trump to do at the debate?
Well, I would just be looking for President Trump to just be himself and talk about the issues, about crime, about economy, about illegal immigration, and how much better this country was 3.5 years ago compared to the way it is now. I think that's the stance he'll take. I think he'll be his aggressive self. He'll make sure he gets the issues out and gets his points across.
Mike, as I said, you're running against Kirsten Gillibrand, and I feel like we used to hear a lot of Kirsten Gillibrand, and she is the senator that you always forget. Like, we all remember Chuck Schumer. We all saw how he cooks cheeseburgers last week. But Kirsten Gillibrand seems to just, you kind of forget that she's a member of the Senate.
Well, so Joe, you know I'm a retired New York City detective. I did that for 20 years. And so I speak a lot in cop lingo and cop terms. If you would have put her in a lineup, you couldn't pick her out. And as I travel the state and talk to people, they're saying, who are you running against? What's that senator's name? She's kind of missing in action. You know, we need to hold our elected officials accountable, and we need to hold her accountable for what she hasn't done in this state in her tenure.
Mike, you talk about the crime, and, you know, we definitely downstate, we're definitely seeing the crime, but we're seeing it throughout the state as well. Rochester also having issues with crime. Where is Washington missing when it comes to crime, not only in New York State, but throughout the country? What is Washington not doing that you think or that you would like to see them do? And if you beat Kirsten Gillibrand, you're going to make sure they do.
Well, when we beat Kirsten Gillibrand, I want to make sure that we use common sense again in the federal government. And that means maybe restricting some limits to some of the state funding that we give states who are saying, hey, it's okay to have bail reform. Hey, it's the type of bail reform we have in New York. Hey, it's okay to defund the police. Hey, it's okay to do this and do that, and we need to stop that. You know, illegal immigration and crime, Joe, are kind of combined like a domino effect. You look at the situation where we brought in these illegal immigrants over the course of the last 3.5 years, and look at the homicide down the young lady in Maryland who was killed by an illegal alien who came in here four times, attempted to come into this country four times. The first three times sent back, and the fourth time was able to get in. And then he committed that homicide. Venezuela has closed their jails because they don't really have any prisoners anymore. They've sent them all up here to America. So the first thing we have to do is crack down on the border and have a zero tolerance. Let's start with that initiative. Let's look at the states and see what they're doing about crime and bail. And, you know, just Joe, just to mention, when I was up here the other day, I was speaking with Sheriff Garcia, and we talked about parole. Parole in the state of New York. And I don't know if people are aware that there's been 41 cop killers released in the last 7 years just in the state of New York alone. And this is by Cuomo's commissioners, as he's appointed, and Hochul's commissioners. These families are living life without parole. They're living a life, a death sentence in their lives. Yet these prisoners are being let loose to have a second chance. They're cop killers. I'm very much in favor, and we talk about what we're going to do in the federal government, is there's an act now being pushed in the federal government by a senator and a congressman from California and from Arkansas. It's called Defending Our Defenders Act. And it's about making law enforcement murders a federal offense. No parole, life in prison, or the death penalty if appropriate in certain states. So these are some of the things we need to do federally to start changing the way crime is going on in our cities here in New York.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, a lot of the some of the crime tied into just how open the border on the south border that we get a lot of the attention, but also the northern border where we've seen illegal crime.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crossings up over the last few months. What did you think of President Biden doing an executive order in a campaign year?
Oh, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Just so much involved in the politics of this in this election to hurt the Republicans and hurt President Trump and hurt all of us. But everybody sees through this, Joe. We realize this is just a ploy, just like Hochul's thing about congestion pricing. But to talk about the northern border, it's increased by over 250% in the course of the last year with illegal immigrants coming into this country. I spoke to a young lady in Clinton County whose parents had moved from Brooklyn so that they could see the stars at night. And all she sees now are helicopter lights chasing the illegal immigrants across the border and trying to capture them. We have the biggest border between Canada and the United States right here in New York. And it's something we need. Nobody talks about it. And I'm glad you brought it up, Joe. It's something we need to deal with. And we have to do something about it quickly.
Yeah, I'm surprised not as many people talk about it since, you know, we are on the air here in a border town. But it doesn't seem to get the attention that the southern border gets even here in Erie County. Mike, you talked about the congestion pricing, which is something that we focused in on this program. The governor applauding it. And then, you know, a few weeks before it was implemented, saying, hey, I understand the economy. And looking at the economy and inflation, now, you know, Wall Street can do its thing and you get the reports, oh, you know, the economy's being better. But it's not what people are realizing. You know, people's wallets, no matter what the Wall Street Journal says or what's happening on Wall Street, people are still feeling pain in their wallets. What is Washington's job when it comes to trying to clean up these groceries, these bills that people are paying, you know, 50%, 100% more than they were paying 5 or 6 years ago?
Well, we have to look at inflation. We have to bring that down. Look at them. You know, we need to have better money management. And as a businessman, Joe, I've seen the way we have to manage a business. It's how we need to manage a country. There's the spending is out of control. And we need to be tight on the spending. We need to be you know, thrifty and look at the things we're spending money on. We need to try to build the economies out in our country and be able to give the states the right money and push incentives through the states that bring businesses back. We're losing so much business out of New York. When I travel around, you know, central New York and, of course, the western New York, and I look at how business was thriving 30, 40, 50 years ago, and the decline has just kept coming and coming and coming. People are struggling. They go into a grocery store, they're struggling. You know, I worked three jobs as a detective in New York City to provide for my family and get them to school. And as I talk to the people in Erie and Cattanooga, you know, in Western New York, we're seeing people are feeling this. They're feeling it in their pockets, like you said. But these aren't just Republican and conservative issues. These are very simple common sense issues, and they're American issues. And everybody is starting to feel that more and more each day.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's why we see polling so much closer than what people expected in a state like New York. Now, Mike, when you look at the Republicans on the campaign trail, obviously you're one of them. You've got the president, you've got members running for Congress. Every congressional seat is up. You've got the Senate elections. When you look at that, now you got to be a little critical. What do you think is the biggest mistake Republicans make during an election?
Well, I think what we have to change, and I've been preaching this all across the state, is what we don't do well is early voting, right? I'm a guy, I'm an older person. I've always thought, you know, on a Tuesday morning, election morning, you go up, you get a bagel, you vote, you take your kids out because they're off from school. But we need to do better at that. We need to go out there and do early voting. How important it is. We need to register young people. We need to make sure the older generations vote. We need to do absentee ballots. And we need to do what we do well, Joe, is we do boots on the ground well here in the state of New York for the Republicans. We need to continue that, but we need to get ahead of the game and start getting early voting done and absentee ballots done. And we need to, you know, we need to let our people know what they're up against, who they're voting for. We need them to look at the candidates and listen to the candidates and have a discussion about what the candidates' ideas are. And, you know, these should be people that we have running in the party. We have a lot of law enforcement people running, especially up in Western New York. And these are people who have common sense, have been out there, have worked hard to protect our communities. And people need to understand how much we care. And it's about caring, Joe. If you care, people realize that. That resonates with people.
Any chance we see a debate between you and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand?
Well, I believe they're trying to schedule something in October, and we've already said yes. I don't know what her team has said yet, but I'm hoping. You know, I think we need to certainly do a debate. We need to get to the people and let the people hear the differences and hear what we want to do for our constituents and what she hasn't done for our constituents. So I'm looking forward to it, Joe. I hope so.
All right, Mike, final question, because it was brought up by one of the challengers in the last segment, term limits. Term limits was a big thing, it seemed, before the pandemic, and now people don't talk about it as much. Do you think there should be term limits in Senate?
I do. I think two terms is great. I think 12 years is plenty of time to push what you need, to help the people out, to get things across the aisles, work together. I think two terms is more than is the right amount of time. I do. I believe in it.
All right, Mike Saperconi is running for Senate. Mike, before I let you go, you know I've got to ask you, what do you think about the Mets' recent success forgetting the game yesterday?
Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. I can't wait till Tuesday and Wednesday night against the Yankees, okay? But they're really playing well. I mean, they had that little team meeting about 4 weeks ago or so, and they've kind of turned it around. I'm sure they'll have a great game against Chicago this evening. Looking forward to watching that. But, you know, Joe, we've talked about this in person, and I'm a big Met fan. I know you are, too. I'm looking forward to a big comeback here and then a great second half of the season. Really excited.
I would love them to get some depth in pitching because Tyler McGill does not belong on a major league roster.
Well, and especially after yesterday, I think maybe we'll see a change.
I hope so. Hey, Mike, always good talking to you. And as you know, you need anything, get in touch with us. I do have to let you know. We did reach out to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Hopefully we'll have her on the show. But Mike, I'm sure we'll talk between now and Election Day.
Oh, I hope we will. Thanks, Joe, for having me.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.